coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app heading into an incredibly beautiful but warm weekend. Oh, wow. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You might not think about your windows during the summer because you're not too worried about the cold coming in. But if you don't have good windows, you can't keep that air conditioning in.
Yes.
And that costs lots of money, doesn't it?
I think there are places in this country that spend more on air conditioning than heat.
I believe it. Absolutely.
And that's valuable air, so you want to keep it retained in your home, and that Pella does it. I mean, I can speak with experience
on
Pella.
It's not just to keep you warm with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, it's also to keep you comfortable in your house in weather like this. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Check it out. This will end at the end of the month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
I just want to say, I think people, you're right about the summer. We're not thinking about our homes,
right?
But that's your biggest investment, right?
Yeah.
Most people, I mean, some of it's business, but most of it's your home. And, you know, you want to keep up with it. And I just think people should take a look at these windows, because winter's going to, you know, we're all talking all 90 degrees, you know, cooling spots, but it's going to be winter soon enough. And I just think now's the time to just do it. What is it? PellaWI.com.
Yeah. Yep.
And yeah, take a look at that and see what they got, and make another investment in your home. It's money well spent. All right.
Time for What's Up. Back away, Christy in the greater Green Bay area. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm fabulous.
Good morning.
Right. How are you boys?
Good.
Good.
What's stuff
good
happening?
I got a really big one here.
Okay.
I didn't even know about this until last night. So it's Les Dom Ford. It's a grand concert series. It's Divas of Soul, a tribute to Whitney Houston and Tina Turner.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't
that's
know
the
about that.
Botanical Gardens.
Yeah,
well,
we
remember
had the lady
they gave
on
you tickets for that.
Did they?
What? No, we didn't get
yeah
it, did we?
She said,
yeah,
we have
Top
tickets.
Got them.
That's fantastic.
Oh. We're going.
I can't. I've got my thing in Fond du Lac.
We're going. How many tickets? Okay. All right. That's awesome. Hey, that's going to be great. And that's such a great venue. You know, that like Hollywood Bowl type thing and great seating, botanical gardens. Whitney Houston and Tina Turner.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is still, you can look it up on YouTube, 1971, Tina Turner doing a live performance of Proud Mary.
Wow.
It
amazing
is so good. It's one of those shows.
We don't never do nothing nice and easy.
Oh, that is.
We do it rough.
Left a good job in the city.
Yeah, well.
So now we're going to bring it to you.
That is a
nice and rough.
Yeah.
Working for the man every night and day.
Yeah.
Todd, would you do me one favorite thing? Oh,
he
just.
He can't.
Could you find me 1971 YouTube Tina Turner live
but
Proud
don't,
Mary?
Don't do all that intro. That's too long. Just get right to the
no
music.
No, that's the part that really gets us when she gives it.
I just want to say.
I just want to hear her say, we don't never, ever.
He just wants the whispering.
Yeah.
Right.
And easy.
I do that.
We do it rough.
So a couple things. When we first start, Simply the Best, right? When
that
we,
was your theme song.
Right, when we first started. But I want to say Tina Turner.
Can we get a Simply the Worst for our trivia? Hang in here.
Left a good job down in the city.
I'd like to do that for you. But that's one thing, you see.
For the main.
We never, ever do nothing
nice
and easy.
Never lost one minute.
We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and we're going to do it, you say, easy. But then we're going to do the finish. Rough.
Yeah.
It's the way we do.
Proud Mary. That is a great we got to get back to that. That is a good
rolling on the river.
It's a good thing that you started with this one.
So you like my first event.
So, there you go.
When we were promoting, I started one thing. I have a lot of reasons. I love Tina Turner. She was a great entertainer. But when we dedicated the city deck, we hired a helicopter and flew over, and all the people were out there, and we used that part of that music.
Oh, nice.
You did? You know,
yeah.
Oh, cool. Did you drop ping pong balls?
Right. I was going to say, were the balls?
I did have a helicopter, though. I mean, I really did.
Okay.
So, it was more video.
So there is one.
There is one.
Is it a toy one?
That would have been a good idea.
Hey, Todd, you know what? The only thing worse than the parking or the street people blockading the thing on the 26th when he forgot to cancel us was if we had a helicopter flying over. That was the only thing that could have been worse than that.
That could have happened.
I was so sad I missed that. I heard about it.
I was going to know.
You didn't miss anything.
Priceless. True. So yeah, if anyone does want to check that out, the admission fee for the lawn seating is $40. And if you are a garden member, it's $45. And the general public is $10. And that is today.
Okay.
That'll be a good
time. That's going to be great, man. What two great icons right there.
Yeah. And then tonight, Fridays on the Fox, presented by Associated Bank and Pomp's Tire. That is tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. And the Cougars are playing.
Oh, cool.
They're fantastic.
They're great. That's local talent, and they work hard up there. Yeah, they're good.
And obviously the weather's going to be nice.
It's going to be perfect. This is great.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then tomorrow at the City Deck at 7, it's the live music by the Jackie Treehorn Experience. That is from 7 to 10 p.m. And that's also free right at Hagemeister Park. So you can join that.
Who is
it? Music. It is live music by the Jackie Treehorn Experience.
Okay. Is that okay?
I'm not sure.
I have not seen them.
Okay. I don't think I've seen them. Either. Okay.
Is it the Jackie Treehorn from The Big Lebowski?
John, are you listening? John Kramer.
That is his biggest fan. Are they named after the character in The Big Lebowski? Jackie Treehorn Productions.
We send each other those memes like throughout the day. Big Lebowski ones.
Is that what it's from? Hi, this is my friend Sharon. She just came over to borrow my shower.
Do you mind?
I am here to fix your TV.
That is great that we have something Friday night and Saturday night.
Right.
You know, that's cool.
The City Deck will be packed. Yep. And then obviously you got the farmer's market.
Kramer, you have to let me know. Is that from Jackie Treehorn Productions? Yes or no?
He would know in a second.
Get down a little bit early. Support some of the local businesses.
Yeah.
That's great.
Fix your TV. This is my friend. She came over to use my shower. Okay,
all right.
Let's go ahead.
What else?
And one more cool one. It's called Toddler Time at the Green Bay Action Sports Organization. That's going on all the way from June 21st to December 27th. And the price is $25. It's from 10 to 12 p.m. That's every Friday. You can, you get helmet, rental pads, skateboards, scooters. It's just like a fun family thing to do with your kids.
We got something here from your hometown, Jim. Don't forget the Brian Lee Memorial Blues Festival in Cool City, Two Rivers on Saturday, featuring Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys.
Cool City.
That could have been us. Cool City at Two Rivers.
Right.
It's just awesome. Yes. Hey, the other thing. Go ahead. We mentioned the Juggler Circus artists of all kinds are here for the 77th annual festival. They're here in Green Bay. Actually, Brad Toll was on the show yesterday. He's the Discover Green Bay director. He said they booked that in 2019.
Wow.
Those guys are, run 5 years on a rotation. So they're here in Green Bay. They're at the Meyer Theater.
We've just been seeing them walk up and down the street yesterday.
Right.
In such great flair. It's so nice to see. I like all the hats.
Also, another thing tomorrow, this is an annual thing now, the Pearly Gates Veterans Benefit, supporting veterans. The military ceremony is 11:15, music by Conscious Pilot, and then Johnny Wad. And they've given so much money to veteran organizations over the years.
Saw them on the 4th, Johnny Wad at Lake Park. Here. They were great.
They're awesome. They are awesome. They're up there with some of our local talent.
Yeah.
Cougars,
Big Mouth.
They're just really good bands. But look to the website, too, and all. There's more going on. I think we get certain things and we mention it.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Last night when I was coming down Walnut,
I think it was the first one they had at the Tarleton. They had a food truck out there and music.
I'm so proud of them for Tarleton to do that. That's phenomenal.
That's cool.
I think that's going to really grow.
Yes, we need to support that.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that was yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that.
Hang on. Pearly Gates thing is awesome. I used to live around the corner, and the motorcycles are amazing to see.
Yeah.
It's really quite the event.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
Awesome.
That is going to be this weekend. I mean, no one should be in their house.
No.
There's just so many options and things.
There's a lot to do, even in the surrounding areas.
Let's go down to the valley.
Michicot is celebrating 100 years, and they're having a big celebration for it. As of today, you got Jeff Stoger from 7 to 11. Tomorrow, Fine Line Acoustic. And then Sunday, I am not even going to try to pronounce that. It's Mark J is what I'm going to say. It's like Jirakovec, I think.
Oh. Sounds like me when I try to pronounce
it. Yeah. I feel that. I'm sorry, Polka? I butchered your names.
Is that Jirakovec?
Yeah, might be.
I mean, that would fit. Mishkat's a great community. I love it.
I mean, it's small town communities. When they get together to celebrate like that, you know it's going to be
fun.
They
got a great pizza place downtown Mishkat.
They do.
We used to golf at, what's the thing in Mishkat?
Fox Hills.
Fox Hills.
Yeah.
All right. And then,
but the other that's right in the bowl there, right?
Yeah.
The parking's easy. You get great sight lines. Yeah, that's a good, Mishkat's a good little community.
It is. Oshkosh, you got Bops in the Beer Garden Saturday at 3 at 5th Ward Brewing. They're going to have beer garden and live music.
So. That is a good thing. And I think Todd went last year, didn't you?
I saw when I was looking at it, it said Todd Michaels.
Yeah. Reserve seat, Todd right. Michaels. Right. So I know he likes that.
Manitowoc this weekend at Saturday at 6 p.m., they are doing a glow run.
Oh, cool.
Have you guys ever seen those?
No. What does that mean?
Okay, so basically you get to like all the glow sticks, anything that glows in the world, and it's like a 5K. The last one I did, you went to different stops and you got even more glow sticks as you went. It was awesome.
Oh, cool.
You get hotter and heavier as you go?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, the glow sticks are cool. Do they throw that powder on you too?
No. That's a color run.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
I went to that last year. That was cool.
Yeah, they're all cool. All right. That's cool. All right.
So yeah, that one's going to be cool. It's also for Gumby's... I can't remember what
Gumby's,
it's called.
Those things that Johnny...
No, Gumby's. Don't. Gumby's for a Cure, which is to help local families affected by cancer. So, all right.
Sorry.
Timber Rattlers on Saturday. You got a Star Wars night, if you're a Star Wars fan. Little Chute. You guys were talking about yoga when I came in. Yoga and Brews in Little Chute at Stone Arch Tide House. So you get to do yoga, and then they give you beer after for saying sorry for making you do yoga.
Todd's like, okay.
We're there.
Did you guys open your mats yet from last year?
We don't need to.
Okay.
We don't have to because we're going to be doing office yoga live on the air. Office chair yoga.
Please let me know when that is. I don't want
to
miss
that. But to answer your question, we had a guest, a doctor that would come on, and she gave us yoga mats.
I know Dr. Kristen.
And they're in cellophane. And Johnny, they're still in the
cellophane. Okay, but.
We didn't even unwrap them yet.
I was there for that. I remember. I know.
But I think I'm going to have my granddaughter staying over one night. We're taking them up to the Young Zoo. So I was going to use them for them to sleep on in my apartment.
Nice. You can have mine too. All right.
Hey, okay. That works.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I do got to say, no matter what you're doing this weekend, it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
So make sure you're hydrated. Yeah. Don't be like Jim. Put on sunscreen,
here
please.
Here we go.
Wow.
What do you mean I don't
you know what they need to bring back? Something I had when I was in high school.
This is a great song.
Great song. Cut off shirts.
Yeah,
let's not.
John,
let's
this kind of weather. Not for you, but yeah, they're cool. But
I got pictures of being cut off shirts. I can show
I'm
you.
Sure you.
We'll pass.
The mesh one.
Absolutely.
Right up there with the
Thank you, guys. We're going to set a quick break. We got some live music. The Chocolatiers coming up. Back after this. Remember how she used to dance?
Oh, my God.
Just incredible.
Legs.
Just incredible.
Yeah. And even...
And her backup singers.
But she did that till she was into her 70s, right?
Easy.
Yeah.
She could move it and groove it.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I saw a concert of hers. But she was in Europe.
You saw her?
No.
Oh,
it was on TV or in whatever.
Yes.
And you're right. It was like not that long ago. And she was still tearing it up.
Yeah, she did.
It's like,
but
wow.
To have her and a Whitney Houston tribute at the same time, that's like off the charts. Those are like two of my favorites.
They are. And they both, I hope they sing and not talk. But if they talk, both of them went through some real struggles.
For sure.
Tina wasn't bad, though. I mean, I don't think she had,
as bad as Whitney.
I mean, she had to deal with Ike, which, you know.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, he was not nice.
Oh, yeah, he was not nice at all.
Right.
But there was a great movie, though. Angela Bassett, I think, played her. It was a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. But there's so much going on, but that's where I'm going to be. So
cool.
That makes
Very
a difference.
Very cool.
All right. What else is going on, you guys?
Oh, I got one more if you
all
want
right,
it.
Let's hear it.
So... Now I got to open my phone.
I'm just
was not
so
prepared.
Surprised she does that on her phone. Like, I have to print it and read it. I'm going blind.
Highlight it.
Is Saturday morning the other farmer's market in Green Bay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a great market.
I think 9 to noon.
No. It's much earlier. It opens at 7.
What am I thinking?
Is that one more, like you said, the vegetables and things?
That's like 90%.
Okay.
Isn't it?
This,
like veggies
absolutely.
And that flour's there. We bought them for for that party I had.
Put on the linen with the china?
I did. Okay. I bought flowers. Yeah. And it was pretty cool because we just bought some larger bouquets. And then
you should be like a wedding planner.
He does have a four-house.
Yeah.
Jim, I have a wedding planner. I can help you.
But and then Donna just took these bouquets and she made the smaller ones for the table and put them throughout the house. It was pretty cool. I bet out of the four bouquets we bought, we maybe 8 different vases throughout the house. It was great. Anyway, they have a lot of fresh, great things there. Why?
He's laughing.
No, but like fruits. Yeah, the fruits and vegetables. They have really good.
He was so sincere about.
Well, no, that was making little bouquets. The farmer's market. Yeah. That's a great, great farmer's market.
Sight, sound, smell. Like everything's delicious. Lemonade, cheese curds. You can get a little
bit. Does Wayne do anything at that one?
I don't think Wayne does.
No, but you know,
you should have his garlic out there. Honey.
There was a lady there. I was going to ask Wayne about that. Her display of honey.
Yes, they have all the bees and everything.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool, but I didn't buy it.
She has the live bees there?
Yes.
Really?
Yep. The little kids get a kick out of it.
I'll bet.
And there's, you know, like she said, there's just cheeses and vegetables. It's a true farmer's market.
Yeah.
And it's been around for 100 years, too.
Okay, okay. You can scoff.
Yeah,
scoff.
I do.
Go ahead. Uh-huh. When I have my mushroom farm.
They got to be legal, though. They got to be
They're
legal,
Jim.
Are you doing that in your apartment right now?
No, we're doing that at my brother's deer camp.
Ask the landlord.
Okay.
Wayne's going to help me. Big Wayne was supposed to help me get the tools that you use type thing. So I'm doing that.
A mushroom farm?
A mushroom farm.
Like just a natural mushroom?
Shiitake.
Yeah, shiitake's right.
You said it right. You got it. Yeah.
And then some other ones. It's like a wine cap or something it's called or something.
You should plant morels.
I would love to. We call them morels.
Or morels.
But
I love
morels. But I don't think you can. I think they're only, it's almost like asparagus and raspberries. I think you can only get them wild.
That's
you can't
all,
really grow them.
That is all I've been living off is the raspberry gelato at Java Cream. Three times in one day and they give me double scoops, more like triple because I go so much. It is absolutely delicious. If you guys haven't tried the raspberry.
No, but I love raspberry.
It's like biting into a just fresh, crunchy raspberry. It's delicious.
Really?
And it's less fattening. So not as much dairy, you know what I mean?
I don't even really know. I had a little sample. I don't really know what a gelato is.
It's like Italian ice cream, but try the raspberry.
The Italian guy doesn't know what gelato is.
I know, but we didn't grow up. But you know what? That's fancy Italian
They didn't
stuff.
Have
we
that
didn't
Nagani.
Have fancy Italian
okay,
stuff.
My bad, my bad.
Yeah. They didn't have that Nagani.
No.
It's delicious,
We were
though.
Backwoods Italians.
I'm on to my new... I don't really like sweets, but I've gotten addicted now to I love raspberries.
That's
and
cool.
that I said, John, I might do this for him, but you can buy like where they deliver to your house every week, like a box of fresh vegetables and fruit.
Sure.
And it's grown right here, like in like Suamico or something.
I never knew this existed.
And then they take the box the next week, you put it out, and they bring in a different one. But anyway, they had raspberries this week. It changes. There's always eggs, but it changes. Anyway, but... And then I had this guy that came to our, the chef makes some granola that is like really, really good.
Yum.
Really good. And then
yogurt.
Yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been eating. And look at me, John.
I'm right up your alley. I've lost weight too. I've lost 9 pounds. I'm like living off raspberry gelato. I'm not joking.
All right.
Whenever he says, look at me, John,
you
I just
like
turn
that?
Away. Look at me, John.
You like me?
And he's the same guy that doesn't want two things. He's the same guy that doesn't want me to. He doesn't want to look at my potential tick burrowed into my stomach.
No. Come on, John.
But Todd is just the opposite. He says, "I will give anything for a picture of you in a cutoff shirt from back in the day." He said that. Todd said that. He said, "I just want it for my personal use to put up here in the
his new screensaver.
His new screensaver. It's me in the cutoff mesh shirt. Yep.
Rawr.
Oh my goodness.
Rawr.
All right, I'm gonna segue from this as fast as possible. We got Shawano Fest this Saturday from 10 to 3. They're gonna have activities in 3 different locations. You got Main Street, Franklin Park, and the neighborhood.
You know what? Shawano has one of the most underrated downtowns you'll ever find.
I agree with you.
It's got a great brewery down there. It's got Luigi's restaurant down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Downtown Shawano is a really cool place.
And that's a good restaurant, too. It's not just an Italian.
Have a gnocchi.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And did you ever see what Spencer painted? The Sundrop Days?
Yes.
The Marilyn Monroe. That is iconic.
Yes.
If you haven't seen that, go see it. It's unreal.
Is Shawano like the only place they sell Sundrop, though?
I don't know. Isn't that where it originated from? It originated from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's incredible.
You know what I never find around here? And when I lived in Flint, I really got into Werner's Ginger Ale. In Michigan. Yeah, but you can't find that anyplace else. And you can try any other ginger ale, and it doesn't taste like Werner's ginger ale. It is so delicious. Have you ever had it? Werner's? Oh, my God.
I never got into ginger ale.
But if you try this one, it'll be...
Is it like the fresh ginger?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right.
There is a distinct difference.
You're exactly correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Some people I know mix that with vodka, and I heard that.
I wonder. Yeah,
I don't know.
And
I
orange
just heard
and
that.
Vodka and raspberries and vodka.
Raspberries and vodka.
I've never had raspberries and vodka.
Okay. That actually sounds kind of good.
It does. I might. You know what? Give me some of those raspberries.
Oh my God! Just get a little bottle from the waterfront market and toss in my gelato.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you make you some Johnny juice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still working on that too. Trying to get it patented. Yes.
But patent pending.
But with this weather, we're really encouraging people, and I think they do, but you really got to get outside this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason that thing that Johnny did in Fond du Lac, they have some great things going on, and obviously in Oshkosh, Appleton always has stuff going on. And, you know, we've been focusing a little bit on Green Bay because we're attending some of those things. But, I mean, come on.
Do you regret something right now?
Not looking at your back?
No, that's my stomach.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's got to crawl out of your back.
I can't help but look at that.
What did I say? What did I say since, like, March that we need to do this summer?
Bike.
Besides that,
I thought you got a bike.
I
thought
do.
I saw it parked in front of your car.
It is, yeah.
Are you talking about boating?
Yes.
Where's the yacht at?
Thank you.
No, we're going. I got it already set up.
How great would it be for us to say, hey, what are you doing this afternoon? Want to go out on the boat?
Okay. Yeah. I got
my fiance just finished getting the boat ready.
Yeah. No kidding.
For the season.
We're going to do kayaking.
Painted it and everything. I got
we're
kayaks
not doing
too here.
Kayak.
I would no, so not. Fall
I'm
out.
Doing
you,
kayak. I'm not going kayak with somebody that falls over doing a lunge.
Listen, yeah, guys, I got an inflatable two-person kayak that you guys can borrow.
Really?
I would so fall out of a kayak.
I would never
not inflatable.
Be, things I will never do, no. I'll never sleep in the same room with him, and I'll never kayak.
That is true.
Those are both
true
things. Those are two things we've actually said.
Absolutely. Those are two true things. I did set up ours to go up the locks on a boat, though.
I would love that.
And that we're going to do.
Okay.
Okay. I called my friend and he's going to do that.
It won't happen.
So. Yeah, Will.
Oh,
it
won't.
Maybe with you. I'm going.
Oh, okay.
All right. Tina Turner. We're going to see her tonight at the Botanical Gardens along with Whitney Houston. That is going to be a great. There's so many great things going on, but this is.
Get out and enjoy.
I'm picking this one.
All right. Thanks, ladies.
Anytime.
Love well guys. Done. Once again, coming up, the Chocolatiers, John Mazzarillo and Coin McMahon. Back after this.
Part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a great looking Friday, heading into a very good looking weekend. And I'll tell you what. If you're looking to beat the summer heat, come on down and check out one of downtown Green Bay's best atmospheres for indoor drinks and dining. Our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street here in downtown Green Bay, are ready to serve you up a superb lunch or dinner along with a cold beverage or cocktail. The menu highlights a variety of choices. They're prime Angus beef burgers, artesian pressed paninis or appetizers that feature their popular spinach artichoke wontons. For more information, check them out on Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online www.heightsgb.com. Heights Pub and Parlor, sponsors of the Mino Mayor live music series, and we welcome them because that is a great place.
That is a great place. You struggled a little bit with the menu.
A little bit. I did. I will admit I did.
That is a great, great place. And just for people who, it used to be the Heights, it used to be Oxford's. I just say that people know that's a beautiful, the atmosphere there is
that
unbelievable.
Building inside is just amazing.
Have you guys been in there? It's right down the block here. You guys play at Hagemeister. We're going to get to you in just a second. Oh, that's right. You're our guests. But that has, they've kept everything in there, though. The brick, the wood.
It's like
just
a 1922.
Beautiful, it is.
Yeah.
It's the most beautiful.
And you got to try their sweet potato fries.
Yeah.
Are incredible.
Yeah.
With the dip they have with those things. Yeah, love that place.
That and
huge portions. It's great. The Heights is great.
And huge portions of the vodka gimlets. And there's just, it's a great, great place.
How would you
place.
Know that?
I don't know, John. They told me.
I can't right, say guys. Anything about any place that he doesn't say vodka. He's got such an addiction or whatever to vodka. I don't know what it is. What is it?
Those days are over.
Actually, you know what I did with some vodka?
What?
I put it on my stomach where that tick might be.
Oh, God. Yes.
I did.
The thing's going to be there long. Okay. Anyway, right. Let's go.
Well, anyway, gentlemen, introduce yourselves. Tell you who you are, what you do, and the whole... Mammy.
Sure.
Mulshamammy.
Chocolatiers.
Yeah, I'm John Mazriello. I play guitar and sing with the Chocolatiers. We've been together as a four-piece rock band for almost about 10 years now. We did a little bit more acoustic work before that. Recorded about 3 studio albums, a couple live albums, and are currently working on our fourth. We've been playing all over Northeast Wisconsin. We've made a couple road trips, little tours down into the Kansas City area, up by Duluth. I think it was the farthest we went.
All the way north.
Nice.
Played in Chicago. Now lately we kind of hang around Northeast Wisconsin, play a lot in Door County and here in Green Bay.
Yeah, my name's Colin. I play guitar.
You look like Colin Farrell.
Oh, thank you.
Do you get that?
No, I don't.
Don't you? Todd, don't you look like Colin Farrell? I think you do. Okay, sorry. All right.
I was told Dave Matthews once.
Oh, I could see that.
I'll take that one.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Guitar, you know. But yeah, I play guitar, and I've been doing this with Johnny. It's been a good 10 years. You know, it's been solid, making music, making records, and right now I've been hanging out with my kids.
Nice. Could you tell a story about you and Jim, a benefit you guys did together? It's a tragic benefit type thing, but wow, what a story.
Back in 2013, in March of 2013, I'm originally from Connecticut. I grew up in Newtown, Connecticut, and there was the school shooting there at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. My family still lives there. My mother had connections with the school, had worked there for 23 years before that. And we decided to do a benefit here in Green Bay to, I believe it was benefit for the Newtown Fund at the time. Mm-hmm. And Mayor Schmidt came and gave a nice talk. He met with my family. They were very moved by that. And we raised a few thousand dollars to send back for the victims, survivors, and their families. And on a side note, a lot of those kids graduated, a lot of the survivors graduated from high school this year.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So,
which was a real emotional time for my hometown. And like I said, my parents, my sisters, nieces, nephews still live there. It's a great place. I grew up there. I've written a couple songs about it.
And how difficult for the parents that kids didn't graduate. You know what I mean? But your town really came together like... It was great, and your mom and you and just that whole community came together. But yeah, that was
I can't imagine times. It's incredible, and kind of the aftermath of that with the last 10 years of fighting for truth on social media, a lot of things that went down, just a very difficult time. But they persevered and really pulled together, and it's an amazing place, and really proud to be from there. And
should
and
be wow, God bless you. It's great that you took part in that.
Yeah,
seriously, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah, it was very moving.
Awesome. Got a quick text here. Since they have original songs, who's the songwriter and what are their influences? Just got a text.
We write mainly together. I handle a lot of the lyrics, but I think we kind of toss them back and forth. Colin and I think we're the primary songwriters to start with, and then we kind of started moving into full band songwriting where we just get together and actually come up with music before we even dealt with lyrics. I'd say it's a real collaborative effort, and we all sing, so we all find different harmony parts. Everybody really works on their own part to the song. Occasionally,
if you guys ever do like a Proud Mary, could I do the Ike part?
Yeah, sure.
I'm really good at that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't think that's
who are your favorite, like growing up, who are your favorite artists?
I was probably weaned on like Pink Floyd, Grateful Dead, a lot of that classic rock, 70s rock era. The Kinks were a huge, huge influence on me. Ray and Dave Davies, their songwriting was everything to me when I was a kid. So really kind of like that 70s awesome. Rock, 60s, 70s rock, I still love it today. I try to listen to some contemporary music with my kids and stuff like that, but that stuff just has always spoken to me.
Totally with you. Colin Farrell?
Yeah, it was U2. U2 seemed U2? To really stand out, and it was way past the popular time. You know, I was a kid in the 90s, so they were trying to pull off, you know, being popular still, and they weren't. You know, it was way past it, but I was still digging into that old 80s stuff.
That's cool. You look like my son. His favorite group is Fleetwood Mac.
Really?
You know, and he's, you know, young. You know what I mean? It's like, it's funny how people discover some of those groups from the 70s later on.
Yeah, a lot of that music stands the test of time.
Absolutely.
It does, and we're talking... Kids probably your age now, but...
did you know his dad was a professional musician and appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show and the Lawrence Welk Show?
I did.
True story.
Carnegie Hall.
Wow. He's Carnegie Hall.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, he's a pretty good singer.
Amazing.
Barbershop.
Any big influencer in your life? Like a teacher or your parent, your brother, sister, neighbor? Because I think there's a lot of talent out there, and kids start it, and then
who
they
gave
stop
you that
it.
Spark?
Right.
You know, who say, really said you can do this?
Well, there was one time I was working at a play. I was in a theater.
And, I was too.
You know,
I was actor of the year, Mesabi State Junior
it's
College,
like eight students.
Virginia, Minnesota.
Don't let
I had okay, plan, I had plans to go to college, to engineering school, and this lady came up to me after school, and or after the performance, and said, "Would you be interested in pulling a live performance in our college next year?" And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, I can't." But that thought always stuck with me. Just, well, maybe there's a possibility. So I ditched the engineering.
And that, I'm sure your parents are very sure happy.
Love that. Very proud of you. Very proud of you. Yeah.
Michigan Tech or playing in Kiwani in the bar.
Yeah. Right. For me.
Wow. Right. But that's a really great question, Jim, because there always is somebody.
Yeah.
There's always a person.
But I couldn't name her name. I couldn't tell you who that person was, but
you've never forgot that stuck, was
but
that
she
part.
Believed in you right. enough to say, look, you want to do your own thing, and wow, and it's you cool. you pursued that,
sort of, yeah,
and yeah. and your parents here. Are right. just yeah. delighted you're not an engineer,
yeah. yeah, we're working on it,
sure, your kids are too,
Dad, why can't we? Go?
Where would you have gone to school?
MSOE, I was actually, I
oh,
was
okay. here, school. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you would have got a job yeah. walking out the door,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, but you've got a job now,
yeah.
you're happy, and that's right. all we live for is contentment, happiness. So I'm glad you're there. And how about
Absolutely.
You?
I'll probably I don't know if it's taken easy out, but my dad was a huge influence for me in music. Not that he was necessarily a great guitar player, but he would sit us down in the evenings. My mom too; they would both play guitar and sing to us.
Oh wow!
Well, that's
my
cool.
dad's a big karaoke fan. I think he owned one of the first karaoke machines awesome. That ever hit the shores of the United States.
Really?
Way back early 80s, I want to say.
Oh yeah. my God. I would have thought you would have said Springsteen being East Coast.
Right. I know I love Bruce Springsteen and actually my whole family does. My sister is a huge fan. And Colin's actually a huge fan. We used to do a couple of Bruce covers, but my dad just kind of instilled that love of music in me at a young age. I don't think he expected me to kind of
make a living,
you know, make living out
that's
of
awesome.
It.
But,
that's awesome. Yeah.
Hey, tell me before we get to some of the music, how did you guys connect? I mean, you're Connecticut, you're Kewaunee.
Sure.
I started playing at open mics here in town.
Yeah, open mics.
And Colin and Alex, our bass player, hosted an open mic at the Adams Street Pub. And the gentleman that I was playing with at the time, we played there, and they invited us to a party called Farm Fest out in Kewaunee,
out in the field.
And we went and played under the tent. And after that, we kind of just, you know, we had the similar influences and we enjoyed the music. So
that's awesome.
We just kind of got together. And
we're going to have you guys that. Play. That's One quick question for you, sure. being from Kewaunee. I do high school football games.
All right.
Love going to Kewaunee doing their games. They have matanke in the press box. Did you ever have matanke?
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. Not for me.
Don't leave it in your car for a few days.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Go ahead, guys. Take it away.
Thanks.
Well, I know a place with trees and winding roads, and I know a place where the eagles fly below, and I know a place where the devil he cannot go. And I know a place where nobody hurts anymore. So birds fly away, little birds fly away. And I know tomorrow is gonna be a better day. Well, I know a place where the river, it knows no fear. Mothers dance and children sing, and the sky is always clear. So birds fly away, little birds fly away. Well, I know tomorrow is gonna be a better day. And I know tomorrow is gonna be a better day.
That was phenomenal. Awesome, you guys.
Phenomenal.
The Chocolatiers.
Phenomenal.
I'm
John and Colin, the Chocolatiers.
That is like, you talked about your influence, but that's just Seals and Crofts. That just,
you know who I hear in your guitar playing? Jeff Beck.
Ah, wow.
Jeff Beck is also one of my favorite guitarists. Sure, I hear some Jeff Beck with you guys.
The harmony's awesome. You guys don't even look at each other when you're playing. You really feel it, you know?
We'll get to a quick break. We'll be back with more with you guys, the Chocolatiers. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning. We're with the Chocolatiers. Don't you almost get goosebumps when people are so talented, like right next to you?
And these guys, they write their music.
Yeah.
And that stuff. And Amanda was just saying she listened to some of their songs, just brought her to tears. That's good writing. And it's great music. I mean,
the harmony between the two. Yeah. And like not even looking at each other.
Right. You know.
Okay, we got to make a public service thing for Colin, though, real quick.
Yeah. So, Colin, this nice young man, family man. Looking for something, he is kind of making a living doing this, but you would like something in the mornings, full-time employment or employment.
Yeah, part-time, even part-time.
Like, okay.
So for all of our people out there, if you want to hire a great, great person,
right.
Hey, Todd, come work for us right here. Take my job.
There we go.
What did you do, Connor? What do you like to do? You got any?
Well, I have a background in audio engineering.
Okay.
So I do sound.
Todd's
going
insane over there.
I play music in band. You know, it's just like. Right. Full music, full entertainment.
So,
just so you know, we literally have a job opening here.
But there's morning programs and TV too that
have not done television. But you know,
okay. Well, you can learn. You guys, like media that. Guys know all. It crosses over. All right. Well, that's great. We're gonna get you work.
Yeah.
Where are you guys playing? And this is really fun to listen to. And
our next show would be at Hagmeister Park out on the patio on the city deck.
Love it.
Next Saturday night.
Okay.
Beautiful setting.
The tail end of Art Fest. We'll be down there. I think it's 7 to 10.
Yep.
7 to 10. We usually play.
Great.
That's always a fun show.
If I'm in town, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Have you played at the Ostroff up in Elkhart Lake, over in Elkhart Lake?
No, we played at Siebkins Resort for the last couple of years.
Yeah, right next door.
We've got a lot of places where we go back every year.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Husby's up in...
Yeah,
Sister Bay.
Yeah,
we've been going there like 9 years.
Oh, cool!
And the writing of the music.
You guys have kind of a Door County vibe.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. They have that. I think that's really true. That's like really. That's what I'm saying. Kind of an Ostroff vibe to Elkhart Lake.
Got a text. They're adding these guys to our summer viewing. Where are they playing? This is great stuff. Got a text.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And how about your website? How do we?
Chocolatier World.
ChocolatierWorld.com is our official website.
That's where all our music is hosted.
Sarugis is okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's spelled a little differently. It's got two E's instead of the I in there. So
it's like a musketeer instead of a chocolatier.
Hey, I got it.
If Joe Sarugi's listening, Mino! Can you guys do another song?
Sure.
We can.
Awesome. Right. Sure, thank you.
Sure.
And I think you're going to take
the Chocolatiers.
All right, the Chocolatiers. And your website is, again, I want to get it so people can look it up.
ChocolatierWorld.com.
ChocolatierWorld.com.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook as well. We have our schedule posted there. that's probably a more accurate schedule actually than the website. The website's got all the albums digital for digital download.
All right.
This song's called Infinity War. I wrote this song for my 18-year-old daughter at the time. She's 21 now. But it was about an evening where we got a chance to connect, and it was really special. And she'd been asking me to write a song for her for a long time. So
18?
She was 18. Well, she was actually maybe 17 at the time.
Yeah. This is cool.
16. Somewhere in there. Yeah, somewhere in the teen years where we didn't talk much.
I was going to say that can be a little tough, and you got to find that special connection.
Yeah, it was a moment where we kind of actually connected and came back together and had a good conversation. So,
and parents need to listen to this because that's an important time to not lose that. So let's. I haven't heard the song yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
And certain parents should shut up and let them play.
That was great. From the heart.
Well, that gave me goosebumps.
I got a little something in there, but yeah.
That was
great.
Incredible.
Thank you.
John.
Wow.
Thank Alan.
You. And talk about from the heart.
Yeah.
Holy cow. The Chocolateers. You off this weekend?
Facebook.
Yep.
off this weekend. We'll be at Hagemeister outside next Saturday.
All right. Yep. We got to find Colin a job, and we got to go see these guys. The Chocolatiers. Get to their Facebook website. You guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks for having us.
Outstanding. Just outstanding.
Musicians should be.
We're
going to
go our weekend. I will be in Fond du Lac tonight for the banquet for the amputees, and then the softball games tomorrow at Doc Stadium.
Botanical Garden and lots of other stuff going on. Enjoy the weekend.
Have a phenomenal week, everybody. Thank you. See ya.